Good morning. I'm Andrea Bernstein here with Todd Zwillick. John Hockenberry is out. David Lanhart from our partners in the New York Times is here to talk to us about new unemployment numbers just out in the last half hour from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate jumped to 9.4% in May, the highest in 26 years. The economy lost 345,000 jobs in May, a sharp slowing of the pace of job losses, making the fourth straight month that the pace of layoffs slowed. So, David, it seems that there's a little bit of contradiction in that news. High unemployment rate, slowing of jobless claims. Can you sort that out for us?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the first thing to say is that the job market is in terrible shape right now. An unemployment rate of 9.4% is horrible. I mean, it's the worst, based on my early look at the numbers, since 1983. And to some extent, it understates the problems in the job market because it doesn't count people who've dropped out of the labor force and people working part-time who want to be full-time. So the job market is really bad right now. With all that being said, this is actually a good news report. I mean, it's surprisingly good news.
Okay,
the economy lost.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I know.
I'm thrilled to hear it.
So the thing to keep in mind is that the unemployment rate is a lagging indicator. It's going to get worse long after the economy starts to recover. And that's describing real pain experienced by families, the fact the unemployment rate is rising. But the only way we can get to a point where it's falling is to have the economy turn and to have the pace of job losses slow. And there's now clear evidence that the pace of job losses is slowing. We lost more than 700,000 jobs back in January. Job losses have shrunk each month since then. And in May, we learned today, the economy lost only 345,000 jobs. That was a much smaller loss than economists were anticipating. It's the smallest loss since October. It's still a big job loss, and the economy needs to generate something like 150,000 jobs just to keep up with population growth. So it's far, far less than what we'd need to even hold the unemployment rate steady. But the only way we can get to that point is to have the pace moderate. And in past recessions, when the pace of job losses have started falling, the recession has ended very soon after that.
Right.
Sorry,
David. What accounts for you said it's the fourth straight month that the pace of layoffs has slowed. What are the factors going into that?
So I think probably the best explanation is that remember Lehman Brothers collapsed in September, and for really the rest of 2008, the economic news just got worse and worse and worse. Sort of every time we got a data point, it was worse than we thought it would be. The stock market just kept plummeting. Remember, there were all those days where it would fall 5%. And so I think there was a real fear among businesses, not an irrational fear either, that the economy was just going to continue to deteriorate. And so what they were doing at that point is they were postponing projects, they were canceling projects, they were closing offices, and they were getting rid of workers. And since January, the news has been much more mixed. We've occasionally had pieces of good news. And so I think what happened is that employers have a sense of, okay, we're no longer spiraling downward at some rate that we can't even fathom. And so they are slashing their workforce at a much, much slower pace and possibly even getting to the point where they're not slashing it at all a few months down the road.
All right. Well, that's David Todd Zwillick here. I want to ask you about that because judging from the rate of slowing in the job loss numbers that you're talking about, I have to ask you to speculate a little bit if I can. Judging from the rate that we have, do you have any sense of how many months that is until we hit bottom and then bounce in terms of jobs?
The short answer is no, but I'll lay out two scenarios for you.
Good.
Which will explain why.
Todd hates to ask people to speculate, but please.
I'll lay out two scenarios, and I hope they kind of explain why I'm too chicken to pick one of them. So the last couple recessions, the one of the early 90s and the one of 2001, the one of 2001 began in February 2001 and ended in November. In both those cases, the economy recovered incredibly slowly. I'm sure you guys remember the term jobless recovery,
sure,
right? We were using them a lot in 92 and 93 and in 2002 and 2003. And so if you take those as a model, it seems that because of changes in the economy, employers now make changes to their workforce a little bit more slowly than they did in the past, and they're less willing to hire quickly after a recession. And that would suggest we might not be seeing job gains until 2011. which is a pretty grim scenario.
David, go ahead.
The alternate scenario is that because this downturn was much deeper than those downturns, they got rid of too many workers. They kind of cut nearly to the bone, and this time they're going to be willing to hire much more quickly. I would say whichever of those two scenarios you pick, the economy isn't going to feel good, I don't think, anytime this year or even next year, because to have it feel good, we need job gains above 150,000. We're going to need much above that in order to make up for all these losses.
David, to what extent can we credit the economic stimulus package with this slowing of the pace of layoffs? And we should mention that we were talking about slowing of the pace of layoffs, but the top line is that the unemployment rate is now 9.4%. But anyway, economic stimulus.
I don't think it gets an enormous amount of credit. I was just looking at these numbers. The government payrolls aren't shrinking the way the private sector payrolls are. But that's been true sort of throughout. So I don't think we should give the stimulus package too much credit. I think it has made some difference and some small difference. My view all along of the stimulus package is that it was always going to have a moderate effect. And it's going to either get a lot more credit or a lot more blame than it deserves. The depth of this recession is far, far larger than even that huge stimulus package. The history of stimulus packages is that they work. They do create jobs. They don't just disappear into the ether. But they're not going to create enough jobs to get rid of the effects of this recession. And so I don't think it deserves a lot of credit for this slowing. And if a year from now the economy is much worse than we all hope, I don't think it'll be because the stimulus package didn't work. I think it's because of dynamics in the private sector economy.
David, I seem to remember you writing a column a few months back comparing this period in history to the early 1980s. Given what we know now this morning, how do you think it compares? And I seem to remember the conclusion was that it was worse in the early 80s.
Yeah, I feel like you may have tapped into my laptop this morning. You're asking me all these questions that I've actually done research for. This is fabulous.
No, I just love calculus.
It is not yet worse than the early 80s. The early 80s, there are no apples-to-apples broad unemployment rates. And so I had to construct one with some help with people from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it seems like we're getting close, but it seems like we're still about a percentage point below. So I mentioned that broader unemployment rate that counts people who want to be working full-time and are actually working part-time. It also counts discouraged workers. That's up to 16.4%, which is really, it's just horrific. If that didn't exist in the early 80s, if it did, I think it would have been up around 17%. So we really are getting close to as bad as it was in the early 80s.
So David, what are employers looking for now as we look for them to hit bottom at some point over the next few months and start hiring again? You're an employer, 60 employees. What are you looking for in the economy that starts to tell you that it's safe to expand?
That's a good question. My guess is that one of the big things employers will be watching is consumer spending, because while the rate of consumer spending, the declines in the consumer spending should stop being as large as they were, we're already seeing that with car sales. Americans borrowed way too much money and spent way too much money over the past two decades. And so I think the most likely thing here is that we're going to have a kind of secular retrenchment in spending. And so even if consumer spending stops falling at the rate it was falling, and it really should, we're all in trouble if it doesn't, I don't think we're going to see some big boom in consumer spending. And so if I were an employer, one of the things I would want to know is, what is the new normal for consumer spending? How much below the old normal is it?
David, one of the things we've been following on The Takeaway is the budget in states like California under huge pressure. If you are correct, and this morning's bad news is actually good news, how long does it take before the pressure comes off of states like California?
Oh, again, probably a pretty long time, because first of all, they haven't even felt the full effect yet of the really sharp downturn we had early this year and late last year. And the labor market's still going to be bad for a really long time. I mean, employers are probably still going to be cutting jobs for at least a few more months and maybe for a year or two more. And so that means fewer tax receipts for the states. I don't think states are anywhere close to seeing a better better fiscal picture.
David, just got an email from the RNC chairman, Michael Steele, in my email box, reacting to the numbers, criticizing President Obama. I guess the big question for the administration in a nutshell is, will it be better by 2012?
Yeah, and not only 2012, but 2010. I mean, I think Democrats have to be quite fearful of having to run in the midterm congressional elections in 2010, given the way the economy is going to be. Again, I don't think it's because of what Congress has or hasn't done, and I don't think it's because of what the White House has or hasn't done. But the economy is going to be bad in late 2010, the same way it was in late 92 when George H.W. Bush lost, and the Democrats are going to have to run as the incumbents.
Thank you, David Leonhardt, from our partners, The New York Times. That's your takeaway.
Thanks, Andrea.